FM 90.3 WJTL. Yeah, songs from the early 2000s are classics now. Lincoln Brewster, Everlasting God. Before that, David Dunn, Today is Beautiful. Good morning to you at 7:04.
Congratulations to everyone who won their way to see Taylor Gall and Jace Faye from Thrive Worship live from the Junction Center mini concert tomorrow. And a big thank you to Simply From Scratch for catering this event. Be sure to tune in at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting their live performance right here on WJTL.
Always look forward to that. And we always look forward to our special guest today. Our friend Lanny Millett is here. Lanny, the Director of Donor Relations at the Potter's House Ministries. Good morning, Lanny.
Good morning, Fred. It's great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you here. We're trying to figure out how many times you've been here, 30 plus over the years. Wonderful to have you back. Anybody want to give a shout out to?
Oh, I'd love to say good morning to my wife, Debbie, who I know is listening this morning, my grandchildren, Everly and Owen, and all the folks in Potter's House of Ruth.
And I've probably told this story a dozen times about Debbie's dad buying a brand new truck. He was 92 at the time. He wants it to last 8 years.
He was actually 93 when he picked it up.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
Good for him. Well, tell us about Potter's House, Lynn.
Well, I would love to. Potter's House is an addiction recovery and discipleship ministry that was founded probably 22, 23 years ago by Lloyd and Elaine Hoover. It was a vision they had from the Lord. And their idea at that time was simply to provide a place for particularly men coming off the streets, homelessness, or out of prison. It kind of evolved into a prison ministry. And then in the, maybe 6-7 years ago, we just became aware that the drug problem, the opioid problem, was so prevalent that 85% of the people in prison were there with substance abuse issues.
Right.
So we decided to tweak the program and aim it at that particular issue along with changing the heart, discipleship. Because right. We recognize that if the heart doesn't change, the behaviors won't change. Even though we know that the brain changes when someone uses substances. So there
right.
are biophysical components to it,
right.
but there is definitely a heart component, and that is part of what we aim at. I mean, that's a significant part. So we've been doing Restoring the Foundations, which we call trauma-informed healing, in which we help them to get into the inner stuff that is the root of the addiction.
Yeah, and you guys have been doing it for a long time.
We have. Like I said, I think it's been 23, 24 years for the program itself.
Amazing, and not just men now.
That's correct. About 3 years ago, we opened the Potter's House of Ruth, and it's close to full today.
So that's amazing.
It's exciting. And I get to work with the students in the area of forgiveness.
Yeah.
And it's just so exciting to see the change that occurs in their heart, their mind, and their lives when they understand that if you let go of those offenses and hurts, significant hurts, but as you let go of them, give them to God, and begin to just allow yourself to heal and not be tugged around by them, your life changes. And they talk about the life change that they see.
Amen. That's awesome. Now, folks, want more information, they can visit you online.
Absolutely. We're the Potter's House, Lancaster.com. And that's important because if you don't put that in, you'll get T.D. Jakes down in Texas.
The Potter's House, Lancaster.com is the place. And I know we'll give more of the details later, but another place they could get more info is your upcoming banquet. Just give us the quick details on that.
Sure. We're calling it Free Indeed. We've invited Commissioner Ray DiAgostino to speak. I can talk more about his connection to our ministry later.
Yeah.
But it's March 9 at 6:30 at the Shady Maple Conference Center. It's free, but you need a reservation. We're supposed to give them numbers 2 weeks out, so that would mean if you want to come, and we'd love to have you come in the next week or so, call us and sign up.
Great. We'll talk more about the upcoming banquet in a bit, so stick around. Music from Sean B. and Colton Dixon, too.